ship log day 17. Wow. How is it that it feels like both just yesterday and a million years ago that I started on this mission? So weird. Anyway, it's another early morning here on Copernicus 17. No better time to fight crime. Ugh, that was bad, even for me.
Good morning, crew! Please report to the bridge immediately.
Do we ever get to sleep in?
I would have let you, but I got a message from Sheb. He heard that the spider was heading to Venus.
Really?
Yes. Now get to your stations.
It's just that he didn't seem like the type who'd get that kind of information.
Girl, I love that you're like this observant, ambitious woman. But it's too damn early. Our fearless captain knows what she's doing.
Thank you, Tommy, but it's okay. I welcome curiosity and collaboration. A lot of people aren't what they seem, Perez. Besides, it's our only lead. We have nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Fair enough.
Told you so.
Let's get to work.
Agent Thompson, ready at the nav.
Agent Perez, research and emergency services at the ready.
Set a course for Venus.
As Astra drags her team to unknowingly save the very woman they're meant to take down, Hilda and her crew continue their race to escape the Hammerhead.
Mips, any last tricks up your sleeve to get this ship to go faster?
I do not have sleeves, Captain.
I believe she was being metaphoric, Mipsy.
She knows. I know!
Well, excuse me for trying to be helpful. Honestly, you bipeds. Not you, of course, Sam.
Thanks, Epsilon.
Mips!
Let me think.
Was that him? We're so dead!
Venus is just up ahead. We're about to lose him.
And what's stopping him from just following us there?
Venusians are a bunch of alien haters.
They have an unfound prejudice against anything inhuman.
Yikes.
Yup.
Hold on to something!
Are we still alive?
Indeed we are.
See, of course I had one last trick.
I knew you would, Mips.
It did not appear that you did know that, Captain.
Oh, shut it.
Welcome home, Captain.
The Hammerhead has a right idea about this place. I wouldn't set foot here either if I didn't have to, but thanks, Sam.
All right, Queens. We are just about there.
Great. We're just gonna orbit from a distance and go in slow so we don't give away our presence.
Great idea, Captain.
You feeling okay there, Belinda?
What? I can recognize good leadership.
Thanks for the vote of confidence, Perez.
Ready for your next command, Captain.
Just keep your eyes peeled, both of you.
I think I see something.
Oh yeah, what is that?
That is a pirate ship.
Oh shit, we did it.
Is it the spider?
How could it not be?
It could be another pirate. There's no record of what the spider's ship looks like, but I'll scan this one and see what comes up. It's not her. This ship belongs to a pirate that goes by the name The Hammerhead.
Oh, Sheb must have given us bad info.
Not really, actually. A pirate's a pirate in the agency's eyes.
What do you mean?
I mean strap in, because we're about to take down the Hammerhead.
Oh, but that's not our assignment. We're supposed to catch the spider.
Like I said, a pirate's a pirate. Trust me, this is that good leadership you were talking about earlier.
I don't know.
Wait a minute. What happened to not engaging in combat?
We have the upper hand. He has no idea we've spotted him.
Oh, science.
Captain, I just think we should—
Enough! I'm your captain, and I order you to prepare to engage.
Okay, everyone, welcome to hell. I mean Venus, but it is hot as hell here.
If there's one thing a good captain should have, it's an ability to rally her troops. Fortunately, both Astra and Hilda have that. Well, sort of.
I've got some personal stuff to take care of, so Epsilon, Sam, and Yun, you'll have to take care of the cargo drop. Mips, just keep the ship warm and stay safe.
You got it, Cap.
Perhaps I should keep Mipsy company.
That's fine. Sam and I totally got this.
There's just too much cargo. Sorry, Epps, but you'll be fine. They'll never be able to tell you're not human.
Don't worry. I'll protect you.
Thanks, Sam.
The contact's name is Nina Melnick. When you get into town, find the bar called Ishtar's, not the one called Venus's Violet. They're right across from each other. If you see a bunch of ladies and thadies, you've gone to the wrong one. Go around back, knock 3 times, and wait a sec, then 2 more. Nina will hook you up with a cargo rover and storage pod.
Aye aye, Captain. Will do.
If you run into any trouble, come find me in my dad's house. I'll send the address to your comm. Otherwise, I'll see you back here at 1900 hours. Let's get this done and get out of here.
You can count on us, Captain. Have a nice time with your dad.
I won't, but thanks anyway.
I take it her dad isn't a great guy.
He doesn't, agree with her lifestyle.
What? Being gay? I didn't realize homophobia was still a thing.
No. Being a pirate.
Oh.
Taking down a space pirate is no easy task. However, Captain Astra Jones has 3 things in her favor. The upper hand, a lot of experience, and the ultimate motivator, love.
It looks like the Hammerhead ship has 3 blasters, a row of grapplers, and a handful of deflectors. Perez, can you confirm any other specs?
Yes, Captain. According to several reports, there's a 4th blaster concealed in the deflectors and an outer shell of aluminum that gives way to a bank of spikes to prevent boarding.
Spikes, huh? I think I have an idea. Tommy, get ready to deploy the roving gear.
Why, are we going back to the moon? Because that sounds like a much better plan than fighting this Hammerhead character.
Nope, we are fighting.
Fantastic.
What can I do, Captain?
Ready for your first pirate fight?
Born ready.
Somehow I truly believe that. Okay, you take point on the blasters. Take out as much of his tech as possible.
No problem.
Thompson, you ready with those gears?
Ready. So glad I updated my will before I took this job.
Approaching enemy ship.
Oh my science, we're taking heat.
Don't worry, they are too. Nice one, Perez.
Ah! They got a grappler in us!
Good. That means we're going in. Take out that last blaster. Perfect! Tommy, now! Deploying maintenance arms and locking on.
Now what?
Now we board a pirate ship.
On the sweltering planet of Venus, Hilda finds herself back at her childhood home. It's a plain, drab structure on the outskirts of a small mining town called Thea, after the nearby volcano, which of course is named for the Greek Titan.
Hey, Baba.
Ah, Hilda. Hello.
Can I come in?
If you must.
Any indications that Hilda grew up here have long been removed. Her father, Masood, keeps a very tidy and minimalist house. His only decorations are a photo of his late wife and an old print of a painting of the city of Medina.
How have you been?
I make an honest living, so I can't complain.
Are you taking care of your health? You know, Nina can get you anything you need.
I'm fine. I can take care of myself. The only thing wrong with me is too much worry.
Here we go.
Nina says there's a job waiting for you at Ishtar's anytime. You should take it. That would help my health.
Baba, I help people. Why can't you be proud of me for that?
You help some, but hurt others. If everyone follows the rules, things would get better for all of us.
That's not true. The Prime Minister and her goonies just want you to think that.
Why would they lie?
Why would... Ugh, you know what? I'm not going to get into this again with you. Here. I just came to give you this. My wife says it'll really help with the nutrition packs.
What are they?
Spices.
And they're from Astra?
No, Baba, they're from me, your daughter.
I can't accept. I don't want stolen goods in my home.
I didn't steal them. I bought them from a market on Jupiter.
You're already a thief. Don't be a liar, too.
Well, if you're not going to keep them, at least let me make you a meal with them.
Everything on the Hammerhead ship screams highly weaponized alien pirate. From the harsh angles of the interior to the actual weapons stored in plain sight, it is not an environment welcoming to humans. Fearless Astra boards anyway with her two human companions in tow.
If they engage, shoot at will, but try not to take out the Hammerhead. He is worth more to the agency alive.
How will we know which one he is?
I hope you agents are ready for the fight of your lives!
I think it's pretty clear.
Give it up, Hammerhead. We have you in vice grip.
You can't fool me. I know both our ships are trashed. You should have waited for your big guns to arrive in the safety of yours.
He has a point. Let's just go do that now.
I thought you'd want to hear the deal I could offer you. But if not, we can leave and I'll just tell my big guns to blow your ship out of the sky.
If you think you're leaving my ship alive, you're kidding yourself.
So you'd rather have mutually assured destruction than a nice deal? Don't crones have better survival instincts than that?
What do you mean?
The agency hates agent killers.
AKA, they will make you wish you had never been born.
I hatched out of an egg.
They will make you wish you had never hatched out of an
egg. Exactly. Now, what do you say?
Fine. Tell me what the deal is.
Give us every piece of information you have on any other pirate you know, and I'll personally see to it that you get a nice, cushy cell at Mons and won't get sent back to Chrome. I've heard what they do to people who break intergalactic law.
Fair enough. Where do I start? I was just hunting down this.
All right, now, we'll get all that from you in official capacity later.
I mean, it wouldn't hurt to hear a few things before backup gets here.
Actually, it's better if we do this by the book. Interrogation is not part of our job, and I don't like to step on the toes of other agents.
This is ICIA Emergency Support and Transport. We are armed and will shoot anyone who refuses to come peaceably.
That's our ride.
Equipped with a large rover, Yen, Sam, and Epsilon load up their cargo. A new face, Nina Melnick, joins them.
Hilda was right. This planet is fucking hot.
I wouldn't know. My kind doesn't feel discomfort at extreme temperature.
Your kind? Don't worry, I'm no alien hater. I just didn't realize because you look so human.
That's quite a relief, and my apologies for the deception. I'm able to take on any appearance I like. I don't want to stir up any trouble.
Smart. People here could be real assholes. Anyway, I wish I was one of your kind. Been here way too fucking long and still can't get used to the damn heat.
What's with all the alien hate anyway?
A while back, there was a dispute between our human government and some alien government. The aliens got pissed and took out a mine here to teach us humans a lesson. No one got hurt, and really, it was our government's fault for not resolving the dispute, but they spun the story to blame the aliens, and here we are.
That's fucked up.
It's part of what inspired Hilda to become a pirate.
Oh, well, that's cool at least.
Yeah, speaking of your captain, if you're all good here, I thought I'd go say hi before she disappears for months on end again.
Not a problem. I'm grateful to have Sam here to protect us.
Thanks, Epsilon. It is my job.
Hello? What about me?
I'm grateful for you too, Yen. You're shaping up to be an excellent crewmate.
Ooh, excellent enough to run a mission on my own?
We shall see.
I'll leave you all to it.
Back on the ICIA Luna Base, Astra and her team catch their breath after a big day.
Wow. Wow, 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 that was exhilarating. What's next?
Well, we have to wait for the Copernicus to get fixed up. Should be ready in the morning. They're pretty quick with these things.
Sounds good. I could use a good night's rest.
Rest? I am wired. I am ready to punch a pirate in the face.
Give it 30 minutes. You'll be conked out in the deepest sleep of your life.
Sounds amazing.
I'll meet you two at the docking station at 0900. The ship should be waiting for us there by then. Good night, you two. Good work today.
Good night, Captain.
See you tomorrow.
Send a message to Wifey. Hey, wifey. It's 5:17 p.m. on October 14th. Just calling to let you know that you're in the clear. You don't have to worry about the hammerhead going after you ever again. But he's probably going to spill the beans on your location. Sorry about that, but I do still have to do my job in some capacity. So yeah, try to get out of there ASAP. Stay safe. Love you. Shit. Hi, Director. What can I do for you?
I got your report about the hammerhead.
Oh, yeah, about that.
No need to explain. The report was very clear.
Great.
I don't have time for chit-chat right now, Captain. I'm calling to inform you that you, Agent Perez, and Agent Thompson have been summoned by the Prime Minister. The three of you are expected to report to Earth tomorrow at 1200 hours. Good night.
Wait, what?
See, Baba, the spices really help.
It was all right.
Okay, well, I'll leave these here in case you want to see if you can do better than me.
Fine, I guess you can leave them.
That's what I thought. You expecting anyone?
No, but sometimes folks from town drop in to check on me. They're good, honest people.
Yeah, good, honest bigots. I'll get it. Oh, hey, Nina.
Nina, come in.
Sorry to disturb your family time. I just know how quickly Hilda slips out of this place, and I wanted to have a chance to say hi.
I wasn't sure you wanted to see me. By the way, thanks for helping with the drop. I know you'll get the stuff to people who really need it.
Of course I want to see you. I knew a long time ago you'd never be mine to keep. I still want to meet the woman who did manage that, by the way. She must be something else.
She is.
And I'm the one who should be thanking you. For all the supplies, I mean, we can really use them here, don't you think, Mr. Farouk?
We could buy fine with what we have.
As Hilda endures an uncomfortable visit with her father and her ex, Epsilon, Sam, and Yen finish up their supply drop.
It appears there's not much in this last load.
I can take it by myself.
Are you sure?
You just be sure to tell Hilda how helpful and hardworking I've been. You know, I feel like she doesn't think I'm cut out for this pirate stuff. Still.
All right. Will do.
Would you like me to come with?
Nah, come on. We've done like a million trips. I think I got it.
Okay.
Be right back.
But Yen did not come right back.
The trip to and from the storage pod takes approximately 20 minutes. Factoring in time to unload... Yen should be back by now.
We should go check on her.
If I were a superstitious human, I would say you have read my mind, but of course that is just the logical next conclusion. Let's go.
At top speed, Sam carries Epsilon toward the storage pod. As they get closer, Sam slows down. They see movement in the distance. Upon observation, they realize... It's Yen and an agent.
Yen Meng?
Who's asking?
The ICIA. You're under arrest for the robbery and destruction of Jupiter Station 1.
You got the wrong girl, dude. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yen tries to walk away, but the agent takes her firmly by the arm.
Hey, don't touch me! Let me go!
Epsilon and Sam watch in shock as Yen gets hauled away. Next week on Starcrossed.
This is my first time on Earth.
She is one of us. We need to save her.
You know, you don't have to give orders at a party.
Starcrossed was created and written by C.Y. Hui and Grace Alba Smith. Episode 4, Hometown Blues, was written by C.Y. Hui, with performances by Samar Alshams, Mike Azar, Rebecca Bachman, Carrie Bibb, Mason Greer, Gage McAllister, Melissa Melendez, Harris Milgram, Emma Pierce, Angie Reed, Sailor Scott, Clara Tan, and Pin Young. Executive producers C.Y. Hui and Grace Alba Smith. Edited and mixed by Grace Alba Smith. Featuring music composed by Iaz Shibala. Art provided by Noel Canos.
Oh, science, I'm too young to die.
Oh, science, I'm too young to die.